now, back to the show.
Here's Jen and Truda.
Good morning. It is the show with Jen and Truda for Tuesday, March 6th. Frances McDormand's Best Actress Oscar has been recovered and a suspect is behind bars. Police say 47-year-old Terry Bryan allegedly took the golden statue off her table during the governor's ball after party Sunday night, posted a video of himself with it.
All right. What's up, baby boys and baby girls? Look. Look at baby. Got this tonight. It's mine. We got it tonight, baby. Governor's ball, baby. Who wants to tell me congratulations? Thank you.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, Francis. Is that you? Wow.
That's part of my favorite, because that video goes on for a while. Like, it's like a two-minute video.
Right.
And all these fake Hollywood people are like, oh, my God, congratulations. Can I touch your award? I'm like, you don't know who he is. They're just going along with it. This guy reportedly claimed to have won the Oscar for music production. Apparently, a photographer saw him running out with it, grabbed the Oscar from his hands, but the suspect ran back inside the party. Security spotted him again, and he was arrested and booked on felony grand theft charges. McDormand reportedly asked that he would be let go, but authorities got the handcuffs out anyway. And he's also done this before. If you go through his like Instagram and stuff, there are pictures of him at the MTV Awards. He steals awards at all the, and at least gets a picture with them. You know,
takes the
award, gets a picture or a video.
No way.
That's his thing.
Everyone's like, well, of course, because they're not engraved yet. That comes later.
Right.
So everyone's like, well, what'd you win for?
A new survey of over 3,000 people found that 31 was typically the age at which the average person experiences the costliest year of our lives.
Nope.
A wedding, buying a house, having a baby, and going on a honeymoon were the most likely expenses to have contributed to the year when people felt the biggest financial squeeze, racking up $60,000 typically to cover all the costs. That's according to a survey from credit firm ClearScore. You're saying no, it happens at 38?
Yes. Actually, it happens every year past 30. Really?
Pizza Hut is making ordering pizza easy and fashionable. The pizza chain is rolling out a new high-top sneaker that orders pizza. The Pie Tops 2 were revealed yesterday and feature Bluetooth technology that allows wearers to order pizza by pressing a button on their shoes. The shoes will pair with the owner's smartphone and the Pie Tops app for iPhone or Android. When the user presses the button, the app will open to confirm the order and address. Last year, Pizza Hut launched the first edition of Pie Tops. An upgrade from last year's edition includes a button on the left shoe, which is capable of pausing live TV so you won't miss anything when your pizza is being delivered.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Sixpence none the richer. There she goes. 6:16 now on Tuesday, the 6th of March. 26 is... 666 pence. Sick a sack of sixpence. What is the thing? What is it? Isn't that a Joey? Isn't that a fairy tale?
Sick a sack of sixpence. Is that
suck a sack of sixpence? Wait, what is it now?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds fascinating.
I thought it was a tongue twister of some sort.
Sing
a sack of sixpence? I'm missing the whole point there.
Making that up. Jen's impossible question. Men are twice as likely as women to do this in March. What? Men twice as likely to do this in March as women. What are we talking about? We'll take your guesses at 576-7102.
All right, lay it on us. Katy Perry, California Girls, will take your guesses coming up next.
Sixpence.
Sing a sack of sixpence.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We think it's sing a song of sixpence, right?
It's a nursery rhyme.
Okay. Right, that's what I must have been thinking of. Sixpence, none the richer, sing a song. It got twisted into something completely different, though.
Jen's impossible question this morning. Men are twice as likely as women to do this in March. What are we talking about?
All right, let's go to one. Kevin from Warrensburg. What's up, Kevin?
Oh, not much. Driving into work.
All right, what are we doing in March more than the ladies?
Oh, I would have to guess we're filling out a tournament bracket.
I'm sure you are, and this probably goes hand-in-hand with that, but that's not the right answer.
All righty, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Adam in Liberty, good morning, Adam.
Good morning. I was kind of thinking along the same process. Watch basketball?
No, I'm not going to give that to you. This might go along with that, but that's not it.
Okay, at least someone here's Lori. We'll get the ladies' opinion here. Lori, what do you think?
Go to a basketball.
No.
Watch a game.
No.
Go see it in person.
All good guesses.
Okay.
Not exactly it.
Casey Moe, Shauna. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning.
All right. What do you think men are doing more than the ladies in March?
drinking lots of beer and attending basketball tournaments.
I'm sure they are. This goes right with that, but that's not it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. 816-576-7102. We'll go to Casey is next. Here is Samantha. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think a medical surgical procedure.
Ooh, no.
No. Vasectomies are really big in March.
Yeah, no, I have heard that.
Wait,
no,
what?
Yes.
Because you can sit and relax and watch March Madness.
Exactly.
No
they get the
way.
Vasectomy
right
before the tournament starts because then you're forced to lay on the couch for a week.
All day. Yeah.
I have heard that for years. Yes.
Is that right?
Makes total sense. Huh. But that's,
I have never, ever investigated getting one, but now might be the time.
March Madness or Super Bowl.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I'd rather March Madness. How long do you have to stay out, if you know what I mean?
Well, I mean,
it's like 2 days.
Yeah.
2 or 3 days.
Oh, 2 days.
But
okay.
Men are going to milk it for 3 weeks.
I would tell her like 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry, honey.
I didn't mean it that way, but I meant.
Get the peas out. It's the Sweet 16.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
All right, Samantha. Yeah. That is wild. I never actually heard that.
I have
no experience with that.
One of my husband's good friends did that a couple years ago. I'm telling you, he took those first 4 days when the games are, you know, all day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That he did it right before that so he could lay on the couch that entire week.
That is perfect.
Smart.
Oh, man. All right, you learned something here today. Lori, let's get to you. Lori, what do you think?
Okay, you said it goes along with basketball. Could it be eat more wings?
Oh, no.
No?
Something goes with it.
Thank you.
The hint will be how do they get to watch the basketball?
Okay, Jessica, what do you think?
Being outdoors.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Darn.
No.
Those Thursday, Friday games, how are you going to get to watch them?
Terry, what do you think?
I'm going to say either skip work or call in sick.
Yes.
There we go.
That is it. Calling in sick to work. Men twice as likely as women to do that in March. Do you fill out a bracket?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Are you already looking into it? Who do you have towards the end?
You know, it's a tough one this year. I think it's wide open. I really don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And never go with your gut.
Right.
You got to play with your head and not your heart. Because, you
know,
the KU fans, of course they want to put KU at the end. That's not realistic.
Oh, I have trouble doing that every year. Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got Mavericks hockey tickets you can take, or we'll hook you up with a movie package, all right?
Mavericks hockey tickets. Be great.
Done.
You got it, Terry. Hold on for 1 second. Joey's got the info. Shaylee was filling out her bracket earlier, and she says, well, which colors do I like the most?
Stop.
She's the one that will win, too.
Yes.
Based on
probably.
That. Which one's the hottest?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, actor and director Rob Reiner is 71. From Roseanne and True Lies, actor and comedian Tom Arnold is 59. And basketball Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal is 46. This season of The Bachelor wrapped up with a major twist. In last night's season finale, Ari Leyendyke proposed to Becca, telling her he wanted to be with her forever. But after less than 2 months, he broke things off with her to go back to the runner-up, Lauren.
What?
Yes.
Okay. And you say this is one of the most awkward points in Bachelor history?
Admittedly, I did not watch this. I don't watch this show, but all of my friends on Facebook were like, this is so uncomfortable. This is so weird.
Let's check this out.
Being with you, although it's been everything that I wanted, I still
feel like I'm getting tortured.
Think about her.
Do you want to be back with her?
I want to see if there's that possibility.
Are you kidding me? Okay, look, I don't even know what to say right now.
I was so conflicted in Peru and...
Right, you were conflicted, but you should have then thought about if you were even ready to get engaged.
I know.
And you weren't.
I want to hear from somebody who actually watches this show. I mean, what... You weren't conflicted in the private room.
You sure weren't.
The fantasy suites.
So after an emotional goodbye, Becca gave him back her engagement ring and they parted ways. We don't know if he actually went back to Lauren or what happened, but they're going to sit down with Becca tonight on The Bachelor after the final rose. So I can only imagine how awkward this gets to be tonight.
Okay. That might actually be worth watching. Had I known that might actually have been something I'd turn on.
Now we're in. I'm not watching anything until I can see the breakup scene and the awkwardness.
Well, yeah, I want to see what the other girl says. Well, I was second place, but I guess I'll take you. I mean,
I guess. A Pennsylvania judge isn't dismissing the sexual assault case against Bill Cosby. Cosby's attorneys were in a Pennsylvania courtroom yesterday asking the judge to toss the case. They argued that telephone records and other evidence show that Cosby's alleged assault on a former Temple University women's basketball administrator in 2004 couldn't have happened when prosecutors say it did. His lawyer said the evidence they found shows that he wasn't even in Pennsylvania at that time. They also claim the charge falls outside the statute of limitations. That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on the show.
We were talking a little bit earlier. There was a caller called into Jen's Impossible Question that said March is a big time for vasectomies.
Yes.
Because you can sit around and watch March Madness.
Yeah, when you've got that four-day stretch where it's just games all day.
0986 on the text line says, so how many vasectomies can a guy get?
Really?
Well,
every year,
there's
huh?
a tournament every year, right? You just keep trying, buddy.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
It is The Show with Jen and Trudeau for Tuesday, March 6th. Lawmakers in Florida are moving to raise the minimum age to buy a gun. The state Senate yesterday passed a bill making it illegal for anyone younger than 21 to buy a gun. It would also require a three-day waiting period for most gun purchases. 11,000 people received an erroneous email from the University of Colorado this week implying they were all accepted. In addition to going to those who were waiting for word, the email also went to more than 500 people who had already been denied acceptance.
Whoops.
A spokesman said, we obviously regret the miscommunication.
Within about 15 minutes, we had gotten a couple different reports from a couple different departments that parents were calling or emailing and asking about that. We obviously regret the miscommunication.
Yeah,
and that's really what it was.
That's right, because, man, we're in Colorado and this stuff is good, brother. Yeah.
Shortly after, the university sent a second email admitting they sent the email to some students who were denied acceptance and others whose applications had not yet been processed.
How does any straight business get done in Colorado anymore? I mean, really.
And a Virginia woman is $3 million richer after barely beating a deadline to collect her lottery winnings. This is my worst nightmare. This woman, Ina Fernandez, bought the winning Mega Millions ticket last September. She didn't realize it was a winner until about a month later. She then kept the ticket in her purse for another 2 months until she heard Virginia lottery officials announce that the winner could expire this week. She claimed her winnings just days before it expired.
Dang.
That would happen to one of us. We would win $5 trillion.
Yep.
And we would have no idea. And then we'd find out 2 days later.
On a windy day like today, it would blow out of my car.
Par for the course. That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
Just after 7 o'clock today, the promposals are available on our website to vote on.
The 5 finalists are up. KC1021.com for your votes.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
So my dad is a high school teacher over in Basser, and they've already started making the list. You know how you can vote most likely to? And apparently it was opened up to teachers as well, and he was already nominated as most likely to own a flip phone, which is fact. He has a flip phone.
Is that right?
It's probably only turned on maybe 5% of the time, never charged.
What's the point?
Doesn't know how to use it unless, you know. Yeah. I mean, maybe if there was an emergency, he could figure out how to call with it. But he hates phones, doesn't want it, doesn't care. So he does, in fact, have the flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
But that turned into a conversation here of what were you voted most likely to. My school didn't have it.
Yeah, neither did mine.
Joey?
BH did not do it.
Joey, most likely to anything?
No, we had it, but I wasn't cool in high school, so I get nothing.
Mm. That would be the worst.
To what, to not be on it?
Yeah, and then
there's only so many most likely. I mean, what is it, to succeed? Most
yeah,
likely.
I think we only have like 15 or so.
Yeah. And then everybody wants to be the hot, most likely to, you know, be successful and be the
right?
hot chick. Maybe they probably don't do that anymore because it's not so politically correct.
I guess. Danielle was voted best body, apparently.
Oh, that's a good one.
That seems like a rather...
I mean, that's weird because you're 17.
I mean, that's like a list we'd get in trouble for. Well, I don't think the teachers were voting on that.
Right. Not.
Well.
Were you voted most likely to anything? 816.
We may have had our own lists about that.
576-7102. You can text or call.
What would we be now?
At the time, if my school had it, I would have been most likely to have a ginormous perm for the rest of my life. Because I had the biggest hair.
Actually, I totally would have been most likely to be on the radio. Because everybody knew that's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
You voted the most likely to do anything in high school. We didn't have it.
No, from the text line, 8421 said my son was voted most likely to join the Army at his 8th grade graduation.
Wow, 8th grade.
The question is, did he join the Army? I have responded via text. We'll find out there.
Okay, follow up on that story.
My dad, who is currently a high school teacher, was just voted most likely to have a flip phone, which he, in fact, does. 1,000% and will never get rid of that. He will never upgrade to a smartphone.
But why not? I mean, phones aren't just for emergencies anymore. They're for, you know, calling everybody.
Yeah. Who's he going to call? My dad's not calling people.
Call you, right?
No.
Does he have a home phone, or does he use that as his?
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Still 100% landline.
Yeah.
100%.
You had a flip phone at some point, didn't you?
Well, I remember getting my first phone. I used to commute from Lawrence to Topeka because I went to Washburn. But I lived in Lawrence, and I had a junky old car, and my mom was like, I'm buying you a phone. And back then, we called it a car phone. It wasn't even a cell phone yet.
Oh, yes, right. That's
right. I'm buying you a car phone because I'm afraid your car's going to break down. So I was one of the first people to have the phone, and I'm telling you, it was like, it wasn't as big as the Zach Morris Saved by the Bell phone.
right.
was like a smaller version, but that style.
Yeah.
Like, super old school. And I remember thinking, I'm in my car, but I could call somebody if I wanted to. Of course, it was $5,000 a minute at that point. And nobody else had phones. And I didn't want to call somebody on a landline because that's not cool. I only want to call you if you're also in your car. And so I never used it. Never.
Well, I had to make a confession off the air that I did have one of those belt clips for my first cell phone.
What?
That it was 1997, okay? But I had, yes, I had the cell phone on a belt clip. I'm sorry. Joey kind of called me out on that one because... He knew some guy with an Affliction shirt and a belt loop.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that actually the other day while walking in Westport.
Oh, so in 2018, still that guy's still out there. Okay,
in
good.
In 2018, you can still see that, and it's always fun to see what's in nature.
It's very busy, Joey. He's got a lot. He's got people.
Well, you know, in the late 90s, it was a novelty. You wanted to show it off. Like, hey, I've got a cell phone.
I've got a beeper, a pager, three cell phones.
The same thing. I can't call anybody. Actually, at the time, Sprint had that deal because I had a Sprint phone. It was 97. Your first minute was free if somebody called you.
Right.
So I became the master at 60-second conversations. I'm like, okay, hurry up. What are you going to say? Where are we going to meet? Give me the address right now. Okay, my minute's coming up. Call me back.
Oh, our bosses would love
if you...
They'd
hang up and then call me back.
If you could bring that back, owners would be so happy. 59-second conversation.
Come on, do it in 60 seconds. Actually, do it in 35, can you?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
People already seeing some flurries in some places like Cameron and Atchison, and apparently already venting this morning. We've had a couple people call, so we'll go ahead and open up that vent line. I know Sarah and Lee Summit already having kind of a rough day.
So my vent today is I woke up thinking that I'm not going to work because my schedule says that I'm not scheduled for today. Mm-hmm. Of course, I get a call at 7:15 saying, hey, Mary, where are you? In my bed because I was not scheduled to work today, but apparently I am. Love when my job tells me I'm scheduled to work when I'm not. So yeah, that's my event. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yep. And by the way, it's going to be cold and flurry today. So on a day that you wanted to just stay in bed and watch Netflix and do nothing, come on into work.
816-576-7102. You can text or call. We'll throw a movie package to you. You got a vent this morning. We'll help you out.
Feel a little bit better, right? Your calls and even some texts coming up next.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Your time to vent is now, 816-576-7102 at the show on Tuesday morning as we open up the vent line.
You can text or call with your complaints this morning. Kelly in Olathe has something she would like to vent about.
Half the people who have their license and drive cannot figure out how to use a blinker. Come on. It's so simple. You put it on before you turn, and it goes off automatically when you take the turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they still can't figure that out. I don't know. Like, it's so hard to reach over with your little pointer finger and turn that thing down.
As she was talking, I was looking at the traffic map, seeing if there was an issue in Olathe right now. Maybe that was the... but I'm not seeing anything significant there.
Liz and KC, what is your vent for this Tuesday morning?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I feel like a little bit of a princess, but I'm sick of this wind. It's making my commute a little crazy. It's like Mario Kart. I'm like dodging trash and furniture. It's crazy.
And puka shells. I mean, just weird.
Literally. It's scary.
Where are you driving? Where is it so windy?
Well, I'm actually on I-70 right now, so it's not that bad. But when I was on 435, I'm telling you, like, you fear for your life, the things flying across the highway from this wind.
And we were supposed to have statewide tornado drills today at 10 o'clock on both sides.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
But I don't know if they're going to be able to do those drills because everybody's already freaking out.
Yeah, I am. I'm scared.
I want you to go to the grocery store and then buy some bananas and start throwing the peels out your window. Just like Mario Kart.
It's totally believable today, I'm telling you.
Well, to make your day a little better, Joey, hook her up. We've got a movie package. We can give you some movie passes to see Game Night. We'll throw in the Lady and the Tramp on Blu-ray, okay?
Woo! Thank you!
Welcome.
Yes, you're welcome. Watch the wind out there. I literally got my door blown back in my face this morning.
Yeah. My daughter, this actually was last night, was trying to get into a friend of ours' car, and she's got like a Prius. My daughter is pulling with all of her weight, trying to close the door, and she can't do it.
Then the wind just picked up and pushed the Prius
just
along.
Pushed like it all the way down the road. Didn't even need gas. It was fantastic.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is The Show with Jen and Truda for Tuesday, March 6th. Frances McDormand's Best Actress Oscar has been recovered, and a suspect is behind bars. Police say 47-year-old Terry Bryan allegedly took the golden statue off her table during the governor's ball after party Sunday night and posted a video of himself with it.
All right. What's up, baby boys and baby girls? Look. Look at baby. Got this tonight. This is mine. We got it tonight, baby. Governor's ball, baby. Who wants to tell me congratulations?
Congratulations, baby.
Look at it. Thank you. Yes. Patrick, where's the Jimmy Kimmel party at? What's up, everybody? Look at, I got this.
Okay.
You should see this video. It goes on for like 2 full minutes.
Is that right?
He's walking around showing it off to everybody, and people are totally buying into it, like, oh, can I touch your trophy and all of this. And then he starts bugging people about where this Jimmy Kimmel party is. And they're like, oh, I think it's at this the pit or whatever. He's like, where's that? Where's that? Get the address. I need the address. Like, he's just busting into all kinds of parties.
But that's going to be your ticket in. I mean,
right.
As far as they know, this guy's one of 1,000 producers of something that got an Oscar.
Yes, he claimed to have won the Oscar for music production. Who's going to doubt that?
Right.
I don't know you. Sure, you're in a tux. You've got an Oscar, of course.
Oh, what? Was our buddy Anthony Burnside out there?
Oh, I will check to see if he was working security. But apparently a photographer saw this guy running out with the Oscar, grabbed it from him, but the suspect ran back inside the party. Security saw him. He ended up getting arrested and booked on felony grand theft charges. And apparently Frances McDormand reportedly asked that he would be let go, but authorities got out the handcuffs anyway.
Dang.
An Idaho woman accused of trying to open the door of an airliner in flight is now in custody. Airline officials say the woman was seated in first class on United Express on a flight from San Francisco to Boise, Idaho on Monday. Video posted online appears to show the woman being tied up by other passengers as she screamed about being God. The plane landed safely in Boise. Police took the woman in for a medical evaluation. You fly in, what, 4 or 5 days?
I fly Sunday, thanks.
You
There's
feel
all
good
these
about
stories
that?
You're telling me about people opening doors and puking on landings.
I'm
and...
sure you'll be fine.
Oh, great.
Not a problem. And a new survey of over 3,000 people found that 31 was typically the age at which the average person experiences the costliest year of their lives. A wedding, buying a house, having a baby, and going on a honeymoon were the most likely expenses to have contributed to the year when people felt the biggest financial squeeze, racking up $60,000 typically to cover all those costs. No, not 31?
How about 30 to 38?
I feel like 42 is awfully expensive, I'll tell you that.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We're going to play a round of Trick or Trending, your chance to win KC Rep Theater tickets. I will read some fake and real headlines. You tell me the fake for your chance to win.
Okay, here's Mary. We're going to start with her and Shawnee. Good morning, Mary.
Morning.
Good morning, Mary. All right, we're going to start with number one. Oscars broadcast drops to all-time low to 26.5 million viewers. Number two, 59% of people think it would be easy to quit social media. Number three, Justin Timberlake announces opening act for tour. It's a singing dog. Which one is the fake, Mary?
I'm going to say number three.
That is correct.
Oh, man.
No singing dog, but wouldn't that be great?
It would be
I'd
great,
pay extra
yes.
Just for that. Mary, you are in the running. Hang on the line.
All right, let's go to Alicia from Independence. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
All right, see if you can figure out which one of these is fake. Today, March 6th, is National Start a Food Fight Day. Today is National Oreo Cookie Day. Or today is National Dentist Day.
I'm going to say number two.
National Oreo Cookie Day?
Yes.
No, it is actual Oreo Cookie Day.
Hmm.
Yeah, we're celebrating with that. It is not National Start a Food Fight Day. So,
oh, man.
No KC Rep Theater tickets for you.
So Oreo Day and Dentist Day are on the same day?
That is correct.
I mean, that's good timing.
Job security.
Yeah, dentist part, right? All right. Megan in Smithville, you're next. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
All right, Megan, number one, woman dumped popcorn on toddler's head at movie theater. Number two, British Cheese Festival apologizes for running out of cheese. And number three, new celebrity couple alert, Ryan Seacrest seen partying with Cher.
Ooh, that's tough. I am going to go with number three.
Number three, that is correct. Ryan Seacrest not dating Cher, as far as I'm aware. But there was a British cheese festival that ran out of cheese, and a woman who got angry at a toddler at a movie theater dumped some popcorn on the
head.
That's
a shame, right?
Megan and Mary in the running for the tickets.
But wouldn't you like to? I mean,
there are times on my own, quite frankly, my own kids.
Right.
The winner this morning is Mary. Mary, you've got KC Rep Theater tickets. We're going to send you to the new performance of Sex with Strangers.
Awesome, babe.
You're welcome.
Okay, good job, Mary. I really wanted the Justin Timberlake singing dog thing to be true.
Me too. I also.
Did you build me up on that one?
I would like Ryan Seacrest to date Cher for no other reason than it's awkward pictures.
I feel like that wouldn't be that far off at this point.
How much taller would she be, though? That'd be crazy.
That's what I'm thinking.
It'd be like Jennifer Lawrence and Jodie Foster. Did you see the height difference in that?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
How about what it sounds like when Bachelor contestants cry? What does that sound like?
We have all sorts of audio of that for days.
All anybody can talk about is this Bachelor finale from last night.
Yep. But first, celebrating birthdays today, actor and director Rob Reiner, 71 today. From Roseanne and True Lies, actor and comedian Tom Arnold is 59. And basketball Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal is 46. So this season of The Bachelor wrapped up with a major twist. In last night's season finale, Ari Lyndike Jr. proposed to Becca, telling her he wanted to be with her forever. But after less than 2 months, broke things off with her to be with the runner-up.
Well, forever's not that long.
Being with you
is torture.
Although it's been everything that I wanted, I still think about her.
Do you want to be back with her?
I want to see if there's that possibility.
Kidding me. Okay, look, I don't even know what to say right now.
I was so conflicted in Peru, and...
Right, you were conflicted, but you should have then thought about if you were even ready to get engaged.
I know.
And you weren't.
Oh.
Wow.
Natalie Rush from our afternoon show right here is a huge Bachelor fan. She is going to break this all down for us this morning. Natalie, what happened last night?
Oh, that's my role in life. Huge Bachelor fan.
Me too, girl. You're the one I see posting about it every single week.
Right. Well, I mean, it's funny. This whole season has been interesting because nobody wanted Ari as the Bachelor. Like, nobody wanted him. He's from, like, five seasons ago, and the guy that they wanted from last season turned him down.
Yeah.
So it was a last-minute switcheroo. So, but the thing that blew me away is he was known as a playboy before he went into this season, and it's just reaffirming that the grass is always greener for this dude. And he has, like, no personality, and he sits there and breaks up with her, and she's crying and says over and over, can you please leave? And he just sits there and stares at her.
Creepy.
No, and listening
to... It was the creepiest hour of TV I've ever watched.
And just listening back to the audio, it sounds horrifically uncomfortable and awkward. Did as a viewer, what did it feel like?
Oh, no, it felt horrifically awkward. Well, and even they kept coming back to Chris Harrison in the live studio, and the live studio audience was there, and everyone just looked like they were watching a train wreck that they couldn't look away from, but they were, like, being held hostage. It was horrible.
And so then...
And I'm a Bachelor fan, and it's like, I almost turned it off a couple times, because it was... I felt for Becca, but... I got to say, she handled it with amazing. I mean, I would have punched the dude in the face. Like,
and so does he end up with...
The worst he did was drop a couple F-bombs and that's it.
Right. Did he end up with Lauren? Do we know what happened? Was she like,
well, no,
yes.
There's another two-hour episode tonight.
Yeah.
That's what Bachelor does.
Now, are you going to watch that?
I'm going to watch it. I mean, every season I'm like, I'm not watching this show anymore. And then I'm whatever. But no, so they briefly mentioned it on the episode that Becca knew that he had actually called Lauren before he spoke to her and broke up with her. She said, is this because you talked to Lauren? Oh. So I'm assuming that Lauren's already been like, dude, what's up? I'm down. So from what I've read online from spoilers, is tonight they're going to show him go to Lauren and beg for forgiveness. And then they're going to have them on the stage and she's going to be like, yeah, I totally accept this weirdo guy that totally dumped me, and I'm okay with it.
But then
I've also heard rumors that they're going to be announcing the next Bachelorette on the special tonight. And, of course, I've heard it's going to be Becca. So
I think she deserves it at this point.
Yeah, and she needs someone better than that dude. Like,
well, and come on, how long before we see the People magazine with him on the cover saying it didn't work out?
Right.
No, yeah.
With either
one.
And
I mean, this is the thing, is when people are like, I can't believe you watch that show. It's so stupid. It's so unrealistic. Well, so is dating. Like, I don't want to watch it. I don't watch it because I'm like, these people are going to ride up it. I watch it for the drama of it. I don't expect them to stay together. I just want some good cat fights and some, you know, and maybe every once in a while a happy ending. But it's really about the cat fights.
Because real life isn't any better.
No.
So.
Right.
All right,
so, yeah.
Thanks, Natalie. Good luck tonight.
Interesting tonight. Thank you for calling and letting me preach my love.
Everyone, you can hear Natalie this afternoon from 3 to 7 right here, KC1021.
I guess we'll maybe talk to you tomorrow about how tonight ends up.
I will take notes tonight for you.
Great.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
That's going to wrap the show up for today, for Tuesday, the 6th of March.
Voting is underway now. KC1021.com. Go to the prom giveaway. We have the 5 finalists up there. They are listed. We have Jordan from Ray Peck High School. Megan is up there. Mallory, Cammie, and Natalie from Independence. Their stories are up there as well, so you can go check them out and vote for someone. So far, the leader is Jordan from Ray Peck in first place. Mallory is in second, so you want to get
some... We've had thousands of votes so far.
I know. Yesterday alone, as soon as we kicked off the voting, boom. So we're going to call the winner Friday morning. If you want to support somebody, get in there and vote by Thursday.
Did you guys see Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, in his suit run the 40 yesterday?
Yes.
Everybody's talking about this because the NFL Combine, they're all worried about your 40 time. How fast can you run 40 yards, right?
Pretty impressed.
You think our main hallway's 40 yards?
What, you want to try it?
Should we try to time ourselves tomorrow?
That big hallway out there, I bet it is, yeah. Oh, I'm not running.
I'll get in the sales pit back to your office.
Yeah. Yeah, where it gets nice and dark so you can trip over everything?
Yes.
Sure, that sounds like a good idea.
I mean, I've never wanted to run so bad in my life, but I still need to get ready for California.
What was Goodell's time? Do we know?
5 point
like
something.
Five
I was
and a
pretty
half,
impressed.
Ooh. Almost 6 seconds.
We get nowhere close to that.
I guarantee,
my prediction.
But it got me wondering, what would my time be?
10.
We put some donuts at the end of the run.
Is there Starbucks? I'm in. Let's do this.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.